Hi there. Welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 489. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are you today? This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our reading today is Isaiah 38 through 40 from the Common English Bible. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 38. About this time, Hezekiah got sick and was almost dead. So I went in and told him, "The Lord says you won't ever get well. You're going to die, and so you had better start doing what needs to be done." Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed, "Don't forget that I've been faithful to you, Lord. I've obeyed you with all my heart, and I do whatever you say is right." After this, he cried hard. Then the Lord sent me with this message for Hezekiah. "I am the Lord God, who was worshipped by your ancestor David. I heard you pray, and I saw you cry. I will let you live 15 more years while I protect you and your city from the king of Assyria. Now I will prove to you that I will keep my promise. Do you see the shadow made by the setting sun on the stairway built for King Ahaz? I will make the shadow go back 10 steps. Then the shadow went back 10 steps. This is what Hezekiah wrote after he got well. "I thought I would die during my best years and stay as a prisoner forever in the world of the dead. I thought I would never again see you, my Lord, or any of the people who live on this earth. My life was taken from me like the tent that a shepherd pulls up and moves. You cut me off like thread from a weaver's loom. You made a wreck of me day and night. Until morning came, I thought you would crush my bones just like a hungry lion. Both day and night you make a wreck of me. I cry like a swallow. I mourn like a dove. My eyes are red from looking to you, Lord. I am in terrible trouble. Please come and help me. There's nothing I can say in answer to you, since you are the one who has done this to me. My life has turned sour. I will limp until I die. Your words and your deeds bring life to everyone, including me. Please make me healthy and strong again. It was for my own good that I had such hard times, but your love protected me from doom in the deep pit, and you turned your eyes away from my sins. No one in the world of the dead can thank you or praise you. None of those in the deep pit can hope for you to show them how faithful you are. Only the living can thank you, as I am doing today. Each generation tells the next about your faithfulness. You, Lord, will save me. And every day that we live, we will sing in your temple to the music of stringed instruments." I had told King Hezekiah's servants to put some mashed figs on the king's open sore, and he would get well. Then Hezekiah asked for proof that he would again worship in the Lord's temple. Isaiah chapter 39. Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, was now king of Babylonia, and when he learned that Hezekiah was well, he sent messengers with letters and a gift for him. Hezekiah welcomed the messengers and showed them all the silver, the gold, the spices, and the fine oils that were in his storehouse. He even showed them where he kept his weapons. Nothing in his palace or in his entire kingdom was kept hidden from them. I asked Hezekiah, "Where did these men come from? What did they want?" "They came all the way from Babylonia," Hezekiah answered. "What did you show them?" I asked. Hezekiah answered, "I showed them everything in my kingdom." Then I told Hezekiah, "I have a message for you from the Lord All-Powerful. One day, everything you and your ancestors have stored up will be taken to Babylonia. The Lord has promised that nothing will be left. Some of your own sons will be taken to Babylonia, where they will be disgraced and made to serve in the king's palace." Hezekiah thought, "At least our nation will be at peace for a while." So he told me, "The message you brought from the Lord is good." Isaiah chapter 40. Our God has said, "Encourage my people, give them comfort. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and announce, 'Your slavery is past, your punishment is over. I, the Lord, made you pay double for your sins.'" Someone is shouting, "Clear a path in the desert, make a straight road for the Lord our God. Fill in the valleys, flatten every hill and mountain, level the rough and rugged ground. Then the glory of the Lord will appear for all to see. The Lord has promised this." Someone told me to shout, and I asked, "What should I shout?" "We humans are merely grass, and we last no longer than wildflowers. At the Lord's command, flowers and grass disappear, and so do we. Flowers and grass fade away, but what our God has said will never change. There is good news for the city of Zion. Shout it as loud as you can from the highest mountain. Don't be afraid to shout to the towns of Judah, "Your God is here." Look, the powerful Lord God is coming to rule with his mighty arm. He brings with him what he has taken in war, and he rewards his people. The Lord cares for his nation just as shepherds care for their flocks. He carries the lambs in his arms while gently leading the mother sheep. Did any of you measure the ocean by yourself or stretch out the sky with your own hands? Did you put the soil of the earth in a bucket or weigh the hills and mountains on balance scales? Has anyone told the Lord what he must do or given him advice? Did the Lord ask anyone to teach him wisdom and justice? Who gave him knowledge and understanding? To the Lord, all nations are merely a drop in a bucket or dust on balance scales. All of the islands are but a handful of sand. The cattle on the mountains of Lebanon would not be enough to offer as a sacrifice to God, and the trees would not be enough for the fire. God thinks of the nations as far less than nothing. Who compares with God? Is anything like him? Is an idol at all like God? It is made of bronze with a thin layer of gold and decorated with silver. Or special wood may be chosen because it doesn't rot. Then skilled hands take care to make an idol that won't fall on its face. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Hasn't it been clear since the time of creation? God is the one who rules the whole earth, and we that live here are merely insects. He spread out the heavens like a curtain or an open tent. God brings down rulers and turns them into nothing. They are like flowers freshly sprung up and starting to grow. But when God blows on them, they wilt and they are carried off like straw in a storm. The holy God asks, "Who compares with me? Is anyone my equal? Look at the evening sky. Who created the stars? Who gave them each a name? Who leads them like an army? The Lord is so powerful that none of the stars are ever missing." You people of Israel say, "God pays no attention to us. He doesn't care if we are treated unjustly." But how can you say that? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the earth. He never gets weary or tired. His wisdom cannot be measured. The Lord gives strength to those who are weary. Even young people get tired, then stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will be strong like eagles soaring upward on wings. They will walk and run without getting tired. May God bless the reading of His Word. I am so happy that God saw fit to include the contents of chapter 38 in the Bible. Here's this good king, Hezekiah, whom God had given a victory over the proud and arrogant king Sennacherib, and he's in the prime of a well-lived life, and he falls deathly sick. And the Lord even sent Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that he would not get well. Now, I don't know about you, but if a prophet came to me with that message, I'd probably just resign myself to getting prepared to meet God. I mean, come on. God sends a prophet to tell me that I'm not going to recover? I'm just going to figure that it's a done deal. But not Hezekiah. He rolls over in his deathbed to face the wall, and he begins to pray. Without any boasting, without trying to bargain with God, he just says, "Don't forget that I've been faithful to you, Lord. I've obeyed you with all my heart, and I do whatever you say is right." And then he sobbed. And what does God do? He sends Isaiah back to tell Hezekiah that he will give him another 15 years to live. And during that time, he, God, will protect him, Hezekiah, and Jerusalem from the Assyrians. Friends, this is a perfect example of one reason that living your life for God is a good thing. We can pray, and God will listen. It's not that we gain points with God so that we can manipulate or bargain with Him, but when He sees that we have been faithful to keep our heart pure through the blood of Christ, He hears our prayers when we cry out to Him. Of course, He may not see fit to give us healing like He did Hezekiah, but He will hear us. This account of Hezekiah's sickness, prayer, and healing is in the Bible for a reason. God wants us to know that we can approach His throne with confidence, knowing that He hears us. That's important because the gods of false religions don't make any promise of a love relationship. Our God wants us to know that He cares about us, not as a group, but as individuals. He knows your name. He formed you in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. He knows your joys. He knows your sorrows. He loves you and He hears you. Your thoughts? It's time once more to thank my friendly editor for supporting the show so faithfully. If you'd like to be a part of this show, and you are when you support the show, it's easy to do. Take a look at support.lifespringmedia.com and see how easy it is. Any amount helps. A one-time gift is great, and a monthly subscription is fantastic. Take a look at support.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Romans. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.